Now the eighth chapter. Eighth chapter, the seventh seal is to be opened, and out of it comes the horrible conditions that will prevail, and this will probably be the details of the second and third and fourth seals. There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. People, I think, are going to be awestruck by what's about to take place. Did you ever see a condition where everybody just stopped talking? We came to Rome one time, and a city that big just had a one-runway airport, and there was a big four-motored plane. There was a 40-knot wind, and a big four-motored plane cracked up on the runway. And we circled that city for 4 hours because we couldn't land. And I said to the stewardess, go tell that pilot to go the other way for a while, I'm getting drunk. And she went and told him. And he said, we'll proceed to Rome. So we went to Rome and went around and around over these various things to see them. And then to make our nerves real smooth, the stewardess blurted out, we're looking for an airport. The pilot said, we will proceed to Naples. And he got down low over the water. There was a high wind and we could see the waves dashing. There wasn't any talking. A loaded plane of about 75 people, but we didn't talk. Well, it's going to be something like this here. I saw the seven angels, as if they had been known before, but they're not mentioned, which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar. I definitely take it, the word altar occurs some eight times in the book. I take it that this is Christ again, and I'll tell you why. He has a golden censer. There was given to him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now, in the Old Testament, there was a king by the name of Uzziah. He decided he was going to burn incense. The priests withstood him, but they didn't need to. God smote him with leprosy. And only the priest had the right to burn incense. And that's why I think this is Christ. The angel took the censer and filled it with fire off the altar, cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And this seems to be the answer to prayers. When you say, thy kingdom come, I heard a preacher preach one time on our prayers and God's answers. He said, we pray for patience and God sends us tribulation. Do you know why? Tribulation worketh patience. That's right, the fifth chapter of Romans. So we pray for God's kingdom to come. Do you realize what that means? It means a great judgment on this world. It means the nations, the rulers of the nations have to be dethroned. It means war. It means judgment. And it means earthquakes. Notice this awful statement in the 16th chapter after the pouring out of the seventh vial. In the 18th verse, there were voices and thunders and lightnings. There was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. I have a book on the catastrophes that have hit the earth. Earthquake, coast of Italy at one time killed 200,000 people. Well, here's an earthquake that will have no parallel. But here we read about an earthquake, and I do not believe it to be the other one. Now, there are some things in these next two chapters that I've never been able to satisfy myself on. The ordinal third occurs over and over again. I believe there are 12 in this chapter. There are two or three more in the ninth chapter, and then there's one in the 12th chapter, a third of the angels. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. They were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Notice the third part of trees may have reference to Palestine. It mentions the earth. The second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. The third part of the sea became blood. Perhaps a terrible war is going to break out. A third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. The third part of the ships were destroyed. In the 16th chapter, in the third verse, we have this interesting statement. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. This judgment is more covering more, and it does definitely come later. As I stated, this is possibly the details of the third and fourth seals. The third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And this may be the time when the great persecution begins against, now this is just a thought, I'm not saying this, but you remember the beast and his followers are going to destroy the professing church according to Revelation 17 and 18. The professing church claims to be refreshing waters and streams, and this may be when this begins to take place. Now, I'm going to get a little ahead of the story just a little bit. The word translated fell here, it's the third person, singular, aorist. Aorist in the Greek simply means the simple past. He saw this star fall. It's a great star, burning as it were a lamp. Satan is transformed into an angel of light, according to 2 Corinthians 11. And in Luke 13, or not Luke 13, but Luke 10, Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And in the 12th chapter of Revelation, we definitely see him fall from heaven. In the 14th chapter of Isaiah, the prophetic question is asked, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Well, we believe this is Lucifer that has fallen. Now, getting ahead of the story, in the 9th chapter, in the first verse, the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star. Now, the verb translated fall here is perfect participle, having fallen. He saw him fall back here. Here he has fallen. We know where this places us. It places us 250 days before the middle of the week, but that's another subject we'll get on in a little while. I saw a star fall from heaven unto earth unto him. Now in the 8th chapter, he saw him fall. Now I go according to the verb in the Greek. Also the marginal says fallen on this verb fall. To show that he's a personality, it is said to him, the star, not it, but him, was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. You see, it's a personality, not just an inanimate body of matter. Because of this, we think the same of the others. This mountain burning with fire that's cast into the sea is probably some nation launching war. You see, there will come a time when the peace and safety league will be broken. And when it's broken, well, it's a dirty statement, but you've heard it, all hell breaks loose. Well, it won't be literal hell. My son and I were in a place today, and a fellow said, that's as hot as hell. I said, now, wait a minute. Well, when it does break up, everybody gets in the show. To me, men move to these things is always a marvel. I don't know whether you've read of the Crusades or not, but it's really comical, the things and the men that led in the Crusade, and got the Crusades, I should call them. And you can see that men are moved satanically. Anyway, this personality, we believe wholeheartedly, this star that we see fall, and then that has fallen in the 9th chapter, we believe it to be Satan. And he works his poison here and there. Everything is religious. Remember, he will go to make war with the woman's seed. He chases her out of the country first in the 12th chapter of Revelation. That's the details of the fall. The fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them were darkened, and the third shone not for a third part of it, the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. A man here in town said this is what Jesus meant when he said, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. He said they're going to be shortened by a third, but that isn't what Jesus meant. We will show you when we have a lesson on the chart what he meant. But it's going to be some kind of a catastrophic judgment that I have no explanation for. Then I beheld and heard an angel. Now many better versions, Greek versions I mean to say, have an eagle. I don't know that that throws any particular light on it, but he flies through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe. The Greek word woe sounds a little bit like a woe. It's a wail. Ue, ue, ue. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound. And friends, I feel sorry for my race.